The Lord goes beyond our highest hopes and fondest dreams, and that's why we sing. Let's get it started right now on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello again.
Hi there.
Welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music and the friends are absolutely spectacular. I am so thrilled to be sitting here today and welcoming you aboard what is going to be a wonderful voyage as we say hello to Kevin Williams.
Hey.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm right here. Hello.
Gordon Motes.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Buddy Green. Lauren Talley.
Hi, everybody.
We're honored to have Ken Davis sitting around this table. Tori Taff.
Hey, guys.
And Bill Gaither himself sitting right here.
That's right. And my guests today are living with heaven in view. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
So let's start the program off with one of our own. Right here she is, Lauren Talley, everybody.
She's in
the house.
Well, he picked up dust and he threw it forth. And they met a man that could walk and an eagle that could fly. Then he sent forth a light, he said let it be. And they made a starry, starry night. He made the raging sea. And one day when I was walking all alone, he laid his hand on me.
He laid his hand on me.
He laid his hand on me. That the songbird sang, and he made the earth spin around the sun. Ain't that the coolest thing? He created a fish that could swim upstream, and he made some little tiny wings for the big old bumblebee. And one day, hand on me. Yes, he laid his hand on me. Words cannot tell it, 'cause it's better felt than told. The change he made in my life when he reached down for my soul. And when you hear the message from the man himself, sing it, and he's with me all the time. He gave me a hope that would see me through all the trouble that I have down here and anything that makes me blue. 'Cause one day when I was walking all alone, he laid his hand on me.
Well, we're back now with more Homecoming Radio, and the whole cast of thousands is sitting in this radio studio today, and I'm glad to be back together with you guys.
Me too.
Carl Erskine told me this story. As Yogi Bear said one day in St. Louis, there wasn't a very big crowd, and he said, man, not very many folks here. No. Yogi said, you know what? If the people don't want to come, who's going to stop them?
back here at Homecoming Radio, and I love this groove. Gaither Vocal Band.
There is a mountain I'll cross over. I cannot see the other side. Will it be home or just another mountain to climb? I can't decide. Fortunately, I'll climb with a friend, one who will carry me on to the end. There is a mountain I'll cross over. Fortunately, I'll cross with a friend. There is an ocean I'll sail over. I cannot read the coming tide. Will it be still or stormy weather? When will I reach the other side? Fortunately, I'll sail with a friend, one who will guide with me on to the end. There is an ocean I'll sail over. Fortunately, I'll sail with a friend.
Over. There is a mountain that I gotta cross over.
There is a mountain that I gotta cross over. There is a mountain I'll cross over. I cannot see the other side. Will it be home or just another mountain to climb? Oh Lord, I can't decide. Fortunately, I'll climb with friend, one who will carry me on to the end. There is a mountain I'll cross over. Fortunately, I'll cross with a friend. I'll cross with a friend. I'll sail with a friend. I'll ride with a friend.
The Gaither Vocal Band here on Homecoming Radio, where it is now time, my friends.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
It gets earlier and earlier.
Time once again for the Word of the Day segment. It's educational at times, wow. Mostly entertaining, but something you can take and use when you leave this radio show.
Well,
so, are you ready for the Word of the Day? If you know the answer, please ring in with your bell, and the first one in is the winner. The word is pedagogy. Pedagogy. Maybe you pronounce this pedagogy.
Pedagogy.
You know, wow, what could it mean? What could it mean?
Anybody know?
You know, I've got that right here, actually. Let me save you some trouble.
Had it on the tip of my tongue.
Gordon, sit back down. Pedagogy. Actually, a little bit of a mispronunciation. It's pedagogy. Pedro very, very instrumental in shaping the careers of many people. Pedro, Garcia, and Mary. That was a trio of what we now know as Folksican singers.
Folksican,
and,
sure.
Yes, they were also great Mexican food chefs, and Pedro Garcia and Mary, of course, wrote songs like Michael, Row Your Boat Up There.
Sure.
The Answer Is Blowing in My Ear. And,
no, that's Lance Stevenson.
And old Joe Clark Beasley. He left, a lot of folks don't know this, 1967, Pedro forsook his siblings and went with a group that paid more money. Huey, Dewey, and Pedro. And we don't know anything more about them today.
No, that's not what it means.
So.
It means the art of teaching, as in Bill's always loved the art of pedagogy.
Ooh,
well, true.
You're talking to the original pedagogy guy. I know that guy. I know that guy. Leroy Abernathy, one of the great convention writers of the late 40s. This is one of his best. Listen to the harmonies in this. Lord, I'm ready now to go.
There's a city on high, far beyond the blue sky, a paradise I'm told. Such a wonderful place, for the ransom I grace, and none shall e'er grow old. Oh, that land of joy and wonderful beauty,
where
I know my friends and loves away.
Hi, folks, I'm Danny Funderburk, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Adam Crabb. Hey, Tori, what time is it?
It's Rumor Mill time. That's what time it is.
Called Rumor Mill.
Rumor has it these international loony laws are still on the books. Lauren?
Well, they're a little nutso, but they're the law.
Yep.
Okay, Paraguay. Uh-huh. Dueling is legal, provided both combatants are blood donors.
Let's think ahead.
I didn't write the law.
Let's think ahead.
In Singapore, spitting, smoking, and feeding birds in public are considered civic crimes punishable by instant fines.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, also in Singapore, failure to flush a public toilet is punishable by a fine or a prison sentence if caught during random checks by special police.
Hey, I have questions.
I'm on board with that one.
And also in Singapore, if you're caught dropping litter more than three times, the penalty is to clean the streets on Sundays wearing a bib saying, "I am a litterer." This will then be broadcast on the local news.
Wow.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That's great.
They're a little nutso, but they're the law.
That's right.
More guitar music from Kevin Williams right here on Homecoming Radio with Shall We Gather at the River.
was our own Kevy Williams.
Woo!
Wake up, Bill. This is your show. Time for you to say something now.
Larnell Harris, a very, very dear friend. Sang with the Vocal Man for a couple, 3 years there. And wonderful experience. Uh-huh. Great soloist. Here he is singing I Can Be Glad.
With the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord. Cause he gives me confidence that this world does not bow. He's the Lord of all creation. And whatever the situation, I'm glad for my hope's in the Lord.
Oh, sing it, children.
Be glad, for my hope is in the Lord. Cause he gives me confidence that this world. Replaced my weak foundation and made himself the cornerstone. When all was ready and in order, he promised every day and night he'd be faithful to sustain me by his mighty power.
To suffer death to prove my stand, I'll be ushered into glory. Lend my God's own hand. Every mountain, every fortress, every word that is not His will pass away. That's why I'm glad.
All my hope is in the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
gives the confidence that this world doesn't know.
Now, with this reminder that it's always a good idea to
take whatever you have and give it away.
John had been bullied by teachers, students, and strangers all his life. In fact, it almost cost him his life. The irony of it all was that John's major goal in his life was to make people happy. He firmly believed that he could fix the world through kindness. 3 years ago, at a major low point in his life, he realized that if kindness was going to happen, it had to start with him. So he had a simple idea. Buy a cup of coffee for a stranger and start to connect the world through kindness. He says there's no situation on earth that kindness won't improve. Our daily living actually depends on it. We all need kindness, not only shown to others, but to ourselves. It's the one thing we struggle with the most, yet it's the most important part of our lives. While you cannot measure the impact of it, kindness reaches much further than we can imagine. I dare you to try it for yourself. Buy a cup of coffee for a stranger. And when you do, just give it away.
Give it away.
You gotta give it away, yeah.
Nealands.
On Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. the Neelands.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little wonder and amazement to your life, all the while reminding you that the Lord goes far beyond our highest hopes. Join us again next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
In the meantime, we welcome you over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we love it when you drop us a note.
You can get all of this and a lot more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We got to go.
Right out of time. Right out of time.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.